Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I interview Rob Bone, and Rob is one of our Max's top 10 finalists from the September Challenge. And Rob has a really cool story. Rob ruptured his hamstring earlier in 2019, and he completed the challenge and was able to transform his body. And a little bit of background about Rob, he has a big history of sports and training. He used to train at the AIS, but you know, life kind of gets in the way. And especially when we have injury after injury, sometimes we really have challenges internally with our identity. We were this fitness healthy person, and then we have this injury and we revert our identity back to this person who maybe sits on the couch and would eat a whole bucket of ice cream in one sitting. And Rob and I kind of both talk about this in this episode with our own experiences with injuries. So if you're somebody who has gone through a few injuries and especially come from a healthy and fit background, this is the podcast you want to check out. So sit back, relax, and check out this interview with Rob Bone. What's up, guys? Coach Steve here, and welcome to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. Today, I'm joined with one of Max's top 10 finalists, Rob Bone. Rob, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks very much, Stephen.
Mate, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast for the next half an hour or so. But mate, we just announced the top 10 about a week or so ago. How are you feeling since finding out that you've made it to the top 10?
Yeah, really excited. You know, as you find out a bit later, with this challenge, I had a fair bit of motivation to really dig deep and put a lot of effort in. And my goal was to try and get somewhere close to the top 10, but it's always a difficult task to achieve with so many people. But yeah, really happy with it. And it's nice to get some sort of, you know, recognition for putting in that kind of effort.
Yeah. Well, mate, I have to say, you know, you were one of my favorite transformations. And I say that because I know your story, that what happened to you, which we'll talk about just in a moment or so. So I want to say congratulations. I think you did such an incredible, incredible job. Well, Rob, would you like to start by introducing yourself? So maybe tell us where you're from, what you do for work, and you know who Rob Bone is.
Yeah, no problem. So I was born in Birmingham in England, emigrated with my family out to Perth when I was 8 years old. So I'm pretty much Perth born and bred. As a junior, I was heavily into athletics. I was in the Australian Institute of Sport National Athletics team as a junior. I was a pretty skinny kid, and I basically busted my knee when I was 19 or 20, and it put an end to my athletics career. And then I got into personal training and gym, tried to bulk up a bit. That's sort of where it started. At the moment, I'm running an engineering company, which is pretty high stress and quite long hours. I'm married and I've got 3 kids, an 8, 7 and almost 2-year-old. So yeah, life's pretty busy.
Wow, mate, you got your hands full. You're Perth raised, and when you were junior, you were in the AIS and, you know, had a couple of injuries which made you drop out of the AIS and athletics, and you jumped into some PT work, some weights training, and you're working as an engineer and you got 3 young kids. Man, you got all the things happening.
Yeah, it's always been a bit of a challenge to juggle everything, especially with the kids. When I first had the first one, it just throws a spanner in the works, and the routine to try and get to the gym has to be sort of rejigged. So
yeah.
So I think it's different for everyone. But for me, the best time that I can get to the gym is in the middle of the day. Instead of a lunch break, I'll spend 45 minutes and just hit the gym.
Yeah.
Hard and de-stress, and mornings and evenings are sort of busy with the kids. That's the best way I can get that sort of consistency in.
Interesting. You know, when I interview challengers, many people say they would go really early in the morning or really late in the evening. Not many people say that they go during lunchtime. And I think that's a really unique time to train, because I think that it has its definite benefits. You know, you're awake, you've got a little bit of nutrition, you're not too tired because it's not the end of the day. And it helps to break up your work day because you go and train. But I think it's a very narrow window to try to get 45 minutes in. And I think you've done an amazing job to be able to squeeze that into your job.
Yeah, it is tough. Kids are up at sort of 6 a.m. and so I'd have to be up very, very early to do that. And I've never been a huge morning person. And then they'll go to bed at sort of 7 and by that time, I'm pretty much done. So yeah. The other thing is, a lot of the work that I do, a lot of our customers are over east. So they're at the moment 3 hours ahead. So by the time it gets to sort of 1 p.m., it's winding down and I can de-stress and have that time at the gym.
So do you have a gym at your job at work, or do you have to leave work and go to a gym and then come back to work?
Yeah, I do have to leave work, but there's a gym just down the road from me. It's literally less than a kilometre away. So if something urgent came up, I could just pop back into the office. So I'm not stressing out too much. So yeah, nice and close.
Yeah. Well, mate, Rob, the first question here, why did you start this September challenge?
So basically back in late April, I'd just gone to Bali for a week. Prior to going to Bali, I'd been in pretty good shape and lifting pretty heavy weights. I was pretty happy with things. In Bali, I didn't really have a lot of motivation or time to go to the gym. So I came back, hit a big leg session, played a game of indoor soccer. I've been playing soccer most of my life and felt an electric shock in my left leg, which got worse and worse and worse. And the long and short of it was that I had severely torn my left hamstring. I'd broken the bicep femoris in two places. On the MRI, the two heads of the bicep femoris were sort of more than 10 centimeters apart from each other. I had my sciatic nerve compressed from more than a 1 liter hematoma, which had formed by the time I had the surgery, which I've still got numbness in my lower leg, which is going to take a lot of time to come back. But I needed 4 hours of surgery to basically rip my leg open and stitch all that back together. And yeah, after that, I couldn't walk for several weeks. I was on crutches for several more weeks. And I had a leg brace on, which restricted the movement of my leg to, I think, 15 degrees that I could move it until it was actually coming off the end of August, beginning of September, which coincided with the start of this challenge. Mm. I'd done the Maxis Challenge a few times before. I'd managed to make top 50 last year. And basically, I wanted something to work towards, some motivation, a goal. I'd previously done the challenge and liked the structure and the fact that it gave me a nice guideline for something to walk towards. So yeah, I sort of signed up and I was keener than ever to get some result out of it.
Yeah, well, mate, you know, it's amazing your transformation, because I can see in your start photo that your left leg has some atrophy, you know, some muscle loss because of probably the brace that you wore. You didn't use the leg. But then by week 12, you can barely tell which leg is the leg that you had quite severe trauma to. And I think that is an amazing job by yourself, because you have rehabilitated yourself and then got back into good training habits so that you're balanced out your body, and then, you know, muscle came back and growed back in that left leg, which is amazing to see. How did you go with the rehab post-surgery? What was the rehabilitation process like?
So early days, I've always been someone that's worked really high in terms of intensity. Because I come from that elite sports background, even at the gym, I'd push to failure on every exercise. And maybe it's one of the reasons why I got injured. I didn't warm up enough and tried to overdo it. Found it coming back from the injury, it's frustrating. I can only do a very limited range of, in the beginning, stretching exercises and using a TENS machine, these kinds of things. Exercise bike after a long amount of time, I couldn't even do that. Basically, when the challenge started, I was progressing to doing a lot more sort of physio type stretches with a little bit of weight, some Pilates. I did have to modify the legs a fair bit, like I couldn't work to as high intensity. Mm-hmm. And that was a strange feeling as well, because I'm used to, you know, squatting or leg pressing until I can't lift it anymore. And in this case, I had to ramp the weights way down in the beginning. I remember the first leg session I did when I started the challenge, I did a leg press with 40 kilos or some puny weight. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel anything at the time, but I had huge DOMS for 2 days after, as though I'd done a massive workout. So yeah, just readjusting. I've slowly built it back up now. It's not quite where it was. This kind of an injury, the surgeon sort of said after 12 months, you get 90% of the strength back that you had originally. So it's something I've kind of always got to be aware of. But yeah, it was a challenge, but yeah, it was something that I was able to work through reasonably well, thankfully.
Yeah, I think I can relate to it a lot. Like, I myself had a knee reconstruction, and I know the feeling. My right knee, I had my ACL reconstruction, and I know the feeling when my leg was in a brace and I couldn't contract my quads. And that was a weird feeling. Like, maybe you had a similar sensation in your leg and you're trying to like squeeze your like quad maybe, and it kind of like just twitches, right? And you kind of think, oh, all that time doing, you know, squats and deadlifts and leg presses, and now I'm just basically like jello, you know, like jelly in my leg. And then I tried going on like an exercise bike and my right leg just couldn't even have enough strength to push the exercise bike. My left leg was just going. Yeah, I think I can relate a lot to the rehab process that you went through. But I think a torn biceps femoris and sciatic compression is almost on par, if not more intense than an ACL reconstruction. So yeah, you've done a really good job.
Thank you.
other than the obvious reconstruction, have you had any other major challenges in the challenge process?
Yeah, I mean, part of the, you'd probably appreciate if you had the knee reco as well, that it's not just the physical, it's the mental as well. Being an active person and playing indoor soccer twice a week, going to the gym 5 days a week and being able to do nothing but stare at the wall, as well as having three kids and not being able to even drive or help out, sort of sends you a bit up the wall. And I don't know, it makes you question a few things, especially I just turned 40 at the end of last year. You know, it does make you question your own mortality and look at the bigger picture and lose confidence. So I did have those challenges. I've always been someone who can self-motivate and has a bit of drive. So I think getting through the challenge helped me appreciate that I can push hard and get through those kinds of things. But it was a constant struggle mentally as well as physically. In terms of little bits and pieces in the challenge, with this one, I think because I had such a higher sort of motivation, then I was more able to stick to the plan. Previous times when I'd done it, I'd gone off course a couple of times. And then when I had got off course, like you sort of mentioned in your last video, I'd beat myself up over it and ended up, instead of being a one meal thing, a few day thing. I found that sort of visualizing where I wanted myself to be in 3 months, 6 months time, and particularly even more so visualizing where I didn't want myself to be, I found that more powerful. But anyone can visualize some guy on the beach with a six pack, and that's great. But it doesn't seem that real in the moment. Visualizing an overweight guy in his 40s, unable to do any exercise and not move a lot, that helped to motivate me a hell of a lot. Other bits and pieces in the challenge, I did find with the kids weren't eating the same meals as me. My wife was most of the time. And at the age they're at, they tend not to finish their plates. And another thing that you've mentioned in the past, I was brought up where I was told to finish my plate. Children starving in the world. You know, it's going to waste, and resisting the urge not to finish off, you know, what they had, things like that that's always kind of a bit of a challenge.
Yeah. It's all those small things that really do add up. And, you know, I've spoken about it a few times in some of the live videos I do in the Facebook group. But yeah, that compound effect, you know, really does add up over time. And, you know, what you might think is, oh, I'll just finish my kid's meal, my wife's meal, or, oh, the seconds, I'll just have a little bit more, you know, save the putting in the bin. Those moments really add up. But, you know, Rob, I really want to touch on kind of what you said right at the start there, where, you know, that identity, and I have spoken a lot about identity, and, you know, change happens in a moment, either for the good, like I've quit smoking, that's it. Or, you know, that's it, I'm going to do this challenge, I'm going to change. Like that happens in a moment. Mm. But then, you know, the body takes time to follow. And then I guess once you've identified as that identity, and, you know, you said that you are the elite sports guy, the active person, you know, me, myself, I'm the fitness guy, the PT guy. And then when we go through these debilitating injuries where we're undergoing surgery and we quickly change our identity back to, you know, something that we didn't want to be. And, you know, we start to question, like, you know, what am I? Who am I? Like, you know, has it all been a waste? Has it all been for nothing? And I think for me, I had a really hard time because my primary source of income was being a PT. And I couldn't even stand up and I couldn't train people. So I was struggling financially, emotionally. I had like really bad depression all from this knee reconstruction. And, you know, that gave me so much motivation to go back. So I'm like, oh, I don't want to be that person again. I don't want to be, you know, I couldn't cook for myself. I could barely pay my rent. I could barely do anything because I was in a brace. And they're the things we don't really think about when we've injured ourselves or how quickly our identity can be fluid and change. But Rob, we'll move on to the next question here. And this is about learning. And I want to ask, you know, what's one thing that you've learned about yourself over the past 12 weeks that you may not have learned before?
The feedback that I've got from this challenge and the results that I've got a lot of positive feedback from people close to me, including my wife. And I think I've always set very high standards for myself. So, like you sort of said, I identify as being a fit, healthy, active person faster than most of the people that I sort of play sport with. And I looked in the mirror and that wasn't what I saw in the mirror. And that was depressing and stressful and as well as motivating. But I think I've definitely learned that I've got more strength and motivation than I give myself credit for. I set the bar really high for myself and I tend to beat myself up if I make any slight deviation. But reality is I'm not Superman. And, you know, you've got to give yourself credit for the small wins along the way. And when you commit to something and see it through, then I should be sort of thankful for it. And I do, that's something that I've always found hard to do. But I think I've learned a bit more about myself that if I can get through this, then it gives me more confidence going forward in being able to get through anything.
Talking about confidence, did you find that when you were going through your injury and, you know, maybe you lost some confidence in the gym, Did you find that that trickled down into your day-to-day life? Like, let's say business, did you find that, you know, you started to question some business decisions, or you know, maybe your family life, you started to question, you know, some decisions you made in the past because of you started to question your training integrity, your fitness integrity? Did you find that that bled over into other parts of your life?
I think all round, it's a strange thing. It's first of all, because I was so inactive and I don't have the release, then I've got a lot more time to sit and think, and you end up procrastinating about all sorts of things and questioning, you know, family niggles and disputes and business decisions that have gone right or wrong. And it's a lack of confidence, and it spills over definitely everywhere. You feel useless. I felt pretty useless. I just wanted to crawl into a room and lock it and go away for 3 months until I was useful.
Yeah.
So it is hard. And I guess it's not something I've ever really sort of paid much attention to. When everything's going well, then it's difficult to, you know, empathize with people going through that kind of thing. But it is a bit of a black hole, and it definitely trickles over to more than just the training.
Yeah. And I noticed this when I first became a PT, and I would be training certain individuals that were, you know, unconditioned, they were overweight, unhappy with their life. And when I really start to get to know some of these people that I trained in the past, they would talk to me how they're unhappy with their job, they're unhappy in their relationship, they're not happy with their life situation. And then once they became more confident in the gym, once they became more confident with strength training, they said, yes, you know, I can do a deadlift. Yes, I can squat. Like, this is amazing. That trickled over into positive effects in their life. And I think you have an interesting situation where you had all the confidence that came with being an elite athlete, training hard, and then that got stripped away from you. And then you experienced what it was like to not be able to exercise, and the brain fog that might come with that, and the indecision that might come with that, and the procrastination that comes with that as well. And then you re-experienced it when you went back into the gym, and then you probably noticed that your personality kind of changed. And I think I wanted to address that there, because if you're listening to this and you're maybe not feeling as confident in your body or in your life and making decisions in your life, strength training and exercise is going to change your personality and make you more confident with everything you do. So thanks for sharing that, Rob. But now that the challenge is over, what's your goal from here? Like, where are you going to take your fitness and your health journey?
Yeah, look, I'd definitely like to carry on with the journey and certainly not go backwards. I've got to obviously manage the injury, make sure I don't get re-injured. If I can stay on top of that, I'd like to get my body fat down a lot more. I've got friends that I know that have gone into, you know, dabbled, especially in over 40 sort of division of bodybuilding, powerlifting. I'd like to sort of aim towards maybe one of those things to give me something to shoot for. But certainly I'd like to, you know, stay sort of fit and healthy, keep my body fat down in worst case low teen percentage wise, and not let it slip, because it's a slippery slope to go down if the older you get, if you do let it slip.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, now that you've completed this 12-week challenge and you've got a whole host of experiences around fitness and health and sports, what advice would you give somebody who may be starting their fitness and their health journey? What advice would you give to somebody if they ask you, Rob, what should I do?
Okay. I mean, if they're starting their fitness journey from scratch, I'd say, look at the big picture. A few things. First of all, if you slip off track, don't beat yourself up over it. Just try and get back on track. Don't try and overcompensate for it. But try and look at, where do you want to see yourself in 3 months' time at the end of the challenge is the first point. Where do you want to see yourself in 5 years' time? And visualize that. Make that clear. What worked for me is also look, where do you not want to see yourself? If you stay on the track that you're on right now, if you're going to be overweight and unfit, where are you going to be? Health-wise, career-wise, relationship-wise. Focus on that. And then when temptations come up, when you're out down the pub and everyone's having a beer, you're having a sparkling water and people are making a few jokes, what's more real to you in the moment? Having fun and being social, you focus on that picture. And if you focus on that picture, I found for me, it doesn't matter. Those little things don't matter. What's more real to me in the moment is that I don't want to end up going down that path. I want to go on a different path where I'm going to be fit and healthy. So I sort of focus on the motivation, the big picture, and I found that helped. In terms of the challenge itself, definitely preparation. This challenge, I used the prep week to make sure I had everything ready food-wise. You really want to limit your chances of deviation. If you say, oh, I'll just substitute this, and which I'd done before, because I've done a bit of personal training before, I'd use my fitness power to substitute something, go out and have something, but end up overeating or end up having a dessert or a drink as well. If you can, try to stick to the plan, and preparation makes everything easy for that. And I guess, as a few people have touched on before as well, when you get about 7 or 8 weeks into the challenge, it does get exhausting. you just got to, again, focus on the bigger picture and try and push through that exhaustion phase, because that's when the, you see from my results as well, week 8 to week 12, it was a big change. I sort of felt like, okay, I'm getting better than where I was, but I still look pretty crappy. And then at the end, I might not look like a fitness model, but I look a heck of a lot better than where I started.
Man, that's some really powerful, really great advice. So thank you so much for sharing that. And Rob, I want to thank you for being part of the Challenge podcast. You know, your transformation is amazing. And I know that you have become a role model for so many guys out there. And even more importantly, you know, your kids. And I think if you can impart that onto your kids, you're leaving a great impression for the next generation. So for that, I want to thank you. And once again, Rob, I need to tell you that you're one of my favorite transformations because of what happened with your leg. And I know that you're going to do really well if you go into bodybuilding or powerlifting. And I'm excited to see where you take your fitness and your health journey. So mate, thank you so much once again for being part of the Challenge podcast.
All right, thanks for having me. And yeah, thanks for the guys for organizing the challenge. I've really appreciated this challenge, particularly you coming on board recently. I know doing challenges before, I'm not saying there was anything wrong with it, but the enthusiasm and motivation as well as the knowledge that you bring to the videos and to the podcast and the challenges has been really good and really motivating.
All right. Thank you so much, Rob. I'll chat to you sometime soon, okay?
No worries.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.